praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage, inspire, and be a blessing to one another through the Word of God. Submitting ourselves to God's will, surrendering completely to His will concerning us, despite our plans, despite our cravings, despite our prayers and our desires, the things that we are trusting God for. We need to reach that point where we say, even if it does not happen, I am still content in the faithfulness of God. I fully submit myself to God's design and plan for me, because that should be our ultimate, that should be our desire, that should be the very thing that we yearn for. That has been our topic. Yesterday we saw that we seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And then God, who knows our needs even before we become aware of them, will even add to the things that we are trusting Him for. And seeking the kingdom of God entails seeking God's glory in the situation you find yourself in and in the circumstance that you're trusting God to come and make a way for you. That is God's desire. We bring His glory in our situations and our circumstances. Today, I want us to discuss about a cry for meat. A cry for meat, I want to use these phrases, anything we cry for, it is good, we are trusting God for, but instead of submitting ourselves to God, we cry for it. And a very good example that I find in the scriptures are the Israelites, when they were trusting God to provide for them meat, to reach a point where they got used to the manna as they were feeding. And you can read this account in the book of Numbers, chapter 11. Yeah, from verse 1, it talks about of how the Israelites craved for meat. They had been taking mannas, reached a point, I think they got used and they started asking, what is this kind of food? Can we have an alternative? Is it possible for God to give us a different menu? Are we just going to feed on this manna? It reached a point where they despised what God was giving them. And they started crying for meat. They wanted meat. It is not wrong to want meat. But they started a point where they actually wanted the meat more than they wanted God. Actually, if you read in the book of Psalms, chapter 78, it's a recap of that particular story in the book of Numbers, chapter 11. And the psalmist says, if I can just start from verse 18, you can read the entire psalm during your free time. Verse 18 says, they willfully put God to the test by demanding the food they craved. They spoke against God. They said, can God really spread a table in the wilderness? True, He struck the wall, the lock, and water gushed out. Streams flowed abundantly. But can He also give us bread? Can He supply meat for His people? And of course, verse 21 says, when the Lord heard, He was furious. His fire broke out against Jacob. They did not believe in God or trust in His deliverance. Yes, they craved meat more than they craved God. They wanted meat more than they wanted God. The goals that you have listed that you want to achieve in 2024, the things that you're trusting God for in the month of March and this particular year, do you want them more than you want God? Is it possible for you to submit them before God and tell God, even if they don't happen, I have you and I am still okay? Is God your sufficiency? Have you found your sufficiency in God, that in Him you have everything you need? Or are you crying for meat? Crying for meat is when you feel that if God does not answer that particular request, you will be offended. Or maybe God has not treated you fairly. Crying for meat is when you want something more than you want God. And that is what the children of Israel did. God was angry with them and actually destroyed the studies among them. If you continue leading, allow me to say, if I leave, finally God answered their prayers. They got the overflow. Verse 27 says, He rained meat down on them like dust, but like sand on the seashore. That is overflow. He made them come down inside their camp, all around their tents. They did not have to struggle to go find them. They came where they were. They ate till they were gorged. He had given them what they craved, but before they turned from what they craved, even while the food was in their mouth, God's anger rose against them. He put to death the sturdiest among them, cutting down the young men of Israel. God gave them, but it came with a curse. There was poison in it. How many of us have cried for things only for those things to end up destroying us? You strongly feel that that relationship means more to you than God. God will tell you, it's okay, have your way, go ahead. But unfortunately, it ends up destroying you. You want that vehicle more than you want God. But unfortunately, instead of it becoming a blessing, becomes a source of pain. My brother, my sister, we should never desire anything more than we desire God. We need to submit our desires, our goals, our cravings to God. God's desire must supersede any other desire that we have. And his craving ought to be absolute in our lives. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us, encouraging us, and even challenging us through your word and reminding us that we should never desire anything more than we desire you. The children of Israel craved for meat more than they craved for you, and that meat ended up destroying them. It is our prayer that things we are trusting you for this year, this month, will not become a source of our destruction because we are not going to desire anything more than we desire you. Thank you for speaking to us and encouraging us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you took your time to join me for this inspiration. Thank you for those wonderful comments. And thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. May God help us never to desire anything more than we desire him. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a fantastic day ahead. And thank you so much.